beware. Contains very offensive language right from the start and throughout, and adult themes.
Previously on DI Plus, Daniel won a 29-year-old at the casino, and Adam had water on a burger.
Stop now before you ever... Well, here's the short answer. We always say Audacity.
Yes.
So you have a computer. Audacity's free. Download Audacity. That's what you record. You will need a mic.
But he has a laptop, and laptops have built-in microphones.
Possibly, if you want to have sucky audio. Actually, anything to start out.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by the Turkeys of America, who urge you this year to eat seafood next Thursday because it's much better for you, really, than turkey. And turkey's got that tryptophan, and you really just don't want to kill a turkey, is what the basic point is. Check them out at theturkeysofamerica.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a gobbling discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Turkeys of America Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Daniel, I just want to say I'm really thankful that you're my co-host.
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
How are you doing? Oh, whatever. Step on my intro. I'm thankful. I am naming something that I'm thankful for this evening.
Yes.
Because this is the Thanksgiving episode.
This is, wait, I thought, oh, okay, this is the last episode before Thanksgiving. Yeah, okay, you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
And you mentioned a gobbling discount, so I thought, well, this is the, we might as well have some cranberry sauce and some, some,
I don't know, have you heard?
Some candied yams?
I feel like someone has waged a war on Thanksgiving. Are you familiar with this? This kind of feel like there was a podcaster that was basically saying that Thanksgiving was a horrible meal, you know, that had no meaning, and it was so they were just basically, it was in the way of them playing their Christmas music, and it was like just a war on Thanksgiving, a shameless war on Thanksgiving.
Was that Big Fatty?
I don't think so. I don't want to say who it is because I might embarrass someone.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know that there's a war on Thanksgiving.
I think you know the war on Christmas has really turned out well for Fox News, because now that you know other people are declaring war on Christmas and letting them run with it. You know, this whole like red cup thing at Starbucks and whatnot. So I'm just saying, if you and I can coin the phrase war on Thanksgiving, if we could just be indignant about, you know, the war on Thanksgiving, and you know, like I'm 1/8 pilgrim, and you could be like, well, I'm 1/9 Indian, and we call it maize, and then we could come together, we could have this war on Thanksgiving. I'm telling you, Adam, it would be huge.
Call now. We're gonna put up a some kind of poll, and you can, you know, you can vote.
And now, Toppy Smelly in the chat room says probably Brenda. I thought, all right, and I, you know, I don't like,
no,
to be, you know, I don't
Brenda
like to be
Boo
political.
Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Right?
I don't like to be politically incorrect.
She's Brenda Booski.
She turned Jewish now, and she's Carmel Rosen. And I've never ever heard her talk about anything Jewish, so it really surprised me.
She has to have a kosher turkey.
I was unaware that Brenda was a Jew.
And I think,
excuse me, was Jewish.
She can't have meat. I think if you're Jewish, you can't have dairy. And
well, it depends.
Together.
Yeah, that depends on if you're kosher.
And you can't.
That would be like a strict Jew. See, Jews have like, I don't want to say Jews. That's really derogatory.
What kind of Jewish person are you? I'm a medium Jew.
Yes, exactly. They do. They have like the really ultra conservative or the ultra orthodox Jews, and then they have like reform Jews.
There's like a Kinsey scale of Judaism.
I don't think it's Kinsey, but
might I use that?
It's probably like the Moilevich. It's probably like the Moilevich scale of Jewishness. I'm sure.
So, Daniel, it is 9:25 in the Eastern time, and that can mean only one thing, that we're late getting started once again.
I think if we're always late, then that's the time.
Well, but we usually, it's about, usually around 9:15.
I'm just saying, Gaz Mamadou didn't show up until just a moment ago. And she's, you know, she knew. She's like, oh, they know. Get started.
So yeah. Why don't you read who's joining us in the chat room?
I would love to, Adam. You know, joining us in the chat room this evening are the amazing chat room, amazingly patient chat room. We have Cyclone. We have Gary MC. We have Lamont Cranston. We have Mags. We have Minion 51. We have Minion 22. We have Toppy Smelly. We have Yaz Mamadou. And we have Auntie Vera Charles, who's cooking in the other room with the magic of Bluetooth. I might add. Well, she's not cooking with the magic, but she's hearing us with the, anyway. I think that's it. That is all that we have here in the chat room. We appreciate them for being here this evening on their Sunday evening before Thanksgiving.
Chat room, we are thankful that you have joined us.
Now, I have to add, before we get into our little rigmarole here, before we get into our stuff, I have a question to ask you, because you and I both work at big companies. You don't need to point out that your company's bigger than mine. I get it. Whatever. Yours is bigger than mine. That's right.
You know what? I would win that.
I know.
I would win that against any person in the entire world.
No. Actually,
yes, I would.
No. You and Tracy work for the same company.
Well, okay. It would be a tie.
So the thing is that we both work for big companies. So here's my question to you, Adam. Are you working this Friday or not?
Well, here's the thing. I work for a retail company. And unfortunately, even if you're in home office, you're treated just like you're working in a store. So that's Black Friday, if anyone.
Does that mean they have metal detectors on your
way? For my particular
situation.
Do
they lock the doors once you get into your...
Right.
They don't exactly. Let you out.
And what I do is not related to that Black Friday in the least little bit. But anyway, but I took the day off because I'm going to be out of town. But I do not get the day off, if that is your question. I am taking
No. Yeah, I was going to add. That's what I'm... Most people in bigger companies don't get the day after Thanksgiving off, but they can take it off. They have floating holidays, right? And so they just choose to take it off. I never, ever do. I never, ever take the Friday after Thanksgiving off.
Well, you get like 7 months of vacation where you work. So
I know, but the thing is, it's such a stupid day to take off because I don't like shopping. So I'm not going to go out and shop on Black Friday. I don't like college sports or whatever. So I'm not going to sit home and watch college. There's no one in the office. And I have a gaming laptop. So I basically can just go into work and play World of Warcraft on Friday and, call it a day.
Well, I normally would go in, but I don't get very much vacation, as I've said many times. So normally when we take vacation is long weekends. So I could take one or two days off, but maximize my amount of days. So I'm taking two days off, but I'm getting a 5 day vacation. So with only 2 days off. So that is why I'm doing it. But normally, no, I would go in to work because it's real slow and quiet and everyone else is taking the day
off.
Right.
That's the beauty of it. Right.
Yeah.
Everyone else, let them burn their vacation. There you go.
But as we know, I won a Spark Award and I got an extra week of vacation.
There you go.
I found out I can use it for up to a year from the time that I won it.
Wait, when did we find this out? Because I don't think I knew this.
I mentioned it on last week's show.
No, because I was on last week's show. I distinctly remember being on last week's
award.
Show. You sure you didn't tell John Ong that? Because I didn't listen to that show. So
no, I am sure that I didn't told you.
All right.
That I won an award.
All right. Anyway. So all right. Well, there you go, Adam. Well, that was fun. That was a fun little thing.
Oh, before you play that.
Yeah.
Two of those were on there from last week, but you did not mark them, so I didn't know if you.
Yeah,
had
I didn't play them because they had
not.
No names on them.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we still don't.
Okay, great.
Yeah, hi guys. I think Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Bone. English actor Warren Mitchell, most famous for playing the ultra racist Alf Garnett in the series Till Death Do Us Part, dead at 89. Bye.
What is this, the series Till Death Do Us Part?
I don't know.
It's not an Australian series.
Is it a... I'm sure I should know. It's probably some Broadway thing. We're going to get a call from Sater.
Whatever.
Oh, my God.
All right,
you guys,
flash poll of the chat room. Please just type in Y or N if you're lazy. Just Y or N, and we'll see who gets it. So yes or no, do we give this to him? We'll put a delay on that until we can see what's going to happen there. So anyway, Adam, go ahead. Do you have something to say about another podcast?
Oh, yeah. Well, I just want to prove that do listen to.
What is that? Is that a notarized letter that you listened to another podcast?
This is my notes from this week's It's All About Me.
Oh, dear God, you took notes.
So I just wanted to do a little cliff. This is this week's episode, fresh off
the one I haven't heard yet because it just came out like today.
Yeah. So if anyone doesn't want to listen to this week's episode.
Oh, it's tied right now. Yes to no. Ooh, yes to no on the next vote. We'll tip it one way or the other.
Now, Mark went to the dentist. Now, here's what I want to say about this. Mark must have had the worst teeth in the world. Let me tell you.
There you go. Congratulations, RT Cruiser. You had to wait for that one, but congratulations.
Let me tell you about Mark's dental trip here.
Oh, wait, do we need a thing? Because we have like Mark's goddamn dental drama. No.
Listen, he had a root canal, but I think that was a different visit. He went to the dentist twice last week. He had a total, if I counted this right, of 11 fillings.
Yes.
In two separate appointments. And he had, and they were so bad that they couldn't do the cleaning all in one day. They cleaned half of his mouth Monday and half of his mouth on Friday. Mm-hmm. This is how nasty his teeth were, mm-hmm. that they had to split it up. Anyway, so that's the one thing. Then Curtis talked about his four day weekend. I don't remember what he said, but this is in my notes, so whatever. Mm-hmm. They talked about Curtis, whether he was going to use his retro Christmas tree again. He's not.
Is this like a spoiler for this episode? Are you just, what is your point here, Adam? Are you trying
I'm
to discourage?
That I listen.
Are you trying to discourage people from listening to their show?
They talked about a lesbian mayor.
Yes.
And they played my voicemail.
Your voicemail where they whined about not winning.
And they said that they felt bad for me and they were going to give me a prize. But my prize was going to be bean sprouts. Because as we know from last week's episode, have a thing for bean sprouts now and that they smell like cum. And then they talked about the fact that you're now a stoner.
Right.
And they played 9 to 5 was the song that Do I Like It or Not or whatever that contest is.
How could anyone not like 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton?
I love that song.
I know everyone does. It's like that and Word Up by Cameo are two songs that you is impossible to dislike. That's just science.
And damn it, I wish I'd written down the winner this week so we could spoil that and they don't have to listen to that show. And I can't remember who it was. Let's see. It's All About Me podcast. I'm going to go over and look at their minion list.
Adam, this is...
not a minion list. I'm sorry. Wrong podcast. Now, for those of you who don't know, Nicole won last week, but she didn't call because she doesn't listen to their show.
Are they still down 25? I noticed that they were fucked up on their math because it's like Baron Frosty added $25. So the prize that you lost was already $50, which means that the Nicole's should have been $75 because they were going to add $25 to it. But they said, no, Nicole's is only $50, which means they basically didn't add anything to the pot. They just took Baron Frosty's money and added it to their... See what I'm saying? They're pocketing $25.
No, they said that his was not going to count.
In the free money that they are giving away. No, they said they wouldn't double it. They said that it wouldn't count. Like they weren't going
to. No,
like,
they said they were going to add a regular $25, but only to the original $25 that they were putting in, not
right,
to Baron.
Which would have made it $75.
No, it would have made it $50.
No, because Baron still had the money. Baron still gave another $25.
He didn't give the money. He was only going to give it if someone called in.
Wow.
Anyway. They're up to $75 now. I think it was drum major Kev that won, but don't quote me on that. You should go listen.
I should go listen and then tell.
But I believe it was. And then they came up with a really simple game. Curtis came up with a really simple game.
There's no simple game.
That's not simple at all. Anyway, that's it. So I listened. And that was the whole joke. It's a joke. They created a whole bumper and everything, and it was a joke. Mm-hmm. They badmouthed me for about 15 minutes. But apparently I am getting some bean sprouts.
Wow. So, you are just...
So there you go. So for those of you who don't have time to listen to It's All About Me, there was your weekly recap.
You seem angry, Adam.
No, I love that. I listen. Look at that. I took notes.
I took notes.
And I've learned my lesson. I listened... immediately when the show
came
out.
You can't win anymore. So
this is how they want their listeners to do. They want you to listen as soon as they put the show up.
Now I don't. I don't because of the timing of where they let it out, because I listen to podcasts Monday through Friday when I'm driving. I don't really, theirs comes out on Sunday and I don't have it on Sunday. And then by the time Monday morning rolls around, two other podcasts have updated that are ahead of them on the list. Like Big Fatty is ahead of them on the list. And you know, cause you know, that's who you listen to first. You listen to Big Fatty on the first.
Well, because I like to know what coupons he had that week. Right, yeah. And yeah.
So anyway. Yeah, so but I'm just saying that so then I don't actually get to listen to theirs until later in the week, but that's fine. You know, so let me say something about their show from last week.
Oh, they did throw you under the bus, by the way.
Of course they did. They
said that you should have told me that I needed to call in. You should have told me so that I called in time. You should have texted me or something like that.
That was right during my trip. I didn't hear
but
it.
But I believe you hadn't even listened to that.
Yeah, because I was that during my trip, I was way backed up because I didn't have a way to listen to podcasts out there. Well, I mean, I did, but I didn't have as much time to listen to podcasts. Anyway,
because
here's
California
my point.
Has some distortion.
No. What I'm saying,
where
no, because I'm doing
audio.
No, because I listen to it on my commute, and I'm not commuting while I'm on vacation, so right. I'm not listening to podcasts. And there's people with me in the
you
car.
You could record a podcast.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, you don't listen to a podcast with someone else in the car. Unless they are also like into listening to podcasts. Anyway, here's the point, Adam, is that on last week's show, that I don't know if you recalled this or not, but they were talking about the name of the first space shuttle. Do you recall
I was
that?
Reading the chat room. Would you say that one more time?
They were talking about the name of the first space shuttle.
Okay.
The NASA All right. space shuttle. Which
they said the Enterprise, and I'm not good with facts.
No, it
so
is. It was named
correct.
The Enterprise. It never went into space. It was the one that they tested for aerodynamics and stuff like that. But here's the thing. Ed actually said this, and I wish I had pulled this clip, but you know, I'm far too lazy to do that. But what he said was that there was a petition by the geeks to name it Enterprise, and NASA gave in to the geeks and named it that. Now, think about that for just a second, Adam. Think about
a petition
that.
Of the geeks.
Now, what I'm just saying, NASA listened to what the geeks said. NASA. Like, do you know like what would give
NASA
like,
are the geeks?
That's what
right?
I'm gonna say. It's like there is no bigger geek card that you could play than to say like, oh yeah, I work at NASA. It's like, oh damn, you are a geek. It's just like NASA is like the holy grail of geekdom. Like if you work for NASA, you are a geek. That is life. You don't. So NASA listened to the geeks. All those non-geeky NASA guys. Those football players and stuff. I'm just saying.
They apparently have intramural sports at NASA because there was some article about the fact that NASA was looking for a referee for their flag football.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay,
it was just recently, like last week, a couple of weeks ago, something like that.
Great.
Now, why do I know that? Because there was a podcast that was talking about it. I didn't read the article, but that's it.
Which podcast was that? You don't listen to. Yeah, you don't listen to other podcasts.
Huh? It's called We Have Concerns.
It's
Jeff Cannata and Anthony Carboni. And you don't listen to it.
You are correct. Let's listen to this, though.
Yeah, hi, guys. RT Cruiser for Celebrity Deathman, wrestler and WWE Hall of Famer, Nick Bockwinkle, dead at 80. Bye.
I have no idea.
No. Just with a name like Buck McWinkle? McWinkle? That's not even a real name. That's not even a real name, Adam.
It's like, I don't know. It's like he has this magic celebrity death eight ball.
Here's the thing. I know Mags is into pro wrestling, but Mags, you're like the only person that listens to our show that's into pro wrestling. So
you just take it and you hold it up and rub it, and then it just has this little like the eight ball. It has this little spinning thing that like gives you some name, and then he just makes up why they're a celebrity.
Oh, Mags, Mags, this is all right. I want to decree this from now on. If another pro wrestler dies. And Mags calls in, then Mags should get the call because Mags is the only actual pro wrestling fan in the in our audience.
Well, there you go.
I'm saying RT Cruiser can lose one call.
That's true.
That's all I'm trying to say. Here's
the
thing.
He's our only.
Go ahead.
He's our only. It's like you and I are John Ong and me from 2 weeks ago. He has more than one call. He's our only death phone caller this evening.
He is. So Adam, do you want to do your last or you want me to do my last?
I'll do mine because, I wanted to talk about, so this week, man, I have had such a busy weekend. I'm going to be big fatty a little bit. I'm going to talk about what I did on the weekend.
Can you pick up your notarized notes and wave it around again? Can you hear that?
Can you hear that? Yeah, no, this is just, was going to have a relaxing weekend, but I don't know. My parents went over to the family, to the family home. In
to the estate
in Arkansas
to the Burns estate.
No, it's the McBee estate. Anyway, and so they went over there because my grandma's like 92, and so they're going to be over there for Thanksgiving. But my mom wanted to take her early so she could get settled in and have a couple of days to rest. And it's only like a 2-hour drive over there. But anyway, she's old. So then my stepdad went over. My aunt was there and whatever. But I'm not going to be able to be there for Thanksgiving because. We're going to be in
Puerto
Rico.
Yeah, you can't even be bothered to be here on Thanksgiving because you're going to be in Puerto. What? Puerto Rico.
I should just do the show from the hotel. I don't know if Mark would like that very much. Excuse me, Mark. Can you just go down to the pool for a moment? I'm just going to, for about 3 hours, I'm going to do the show real quick.
Right.
They have internet there. In Puerto Rico? And it's in Puerto Rico.
I can't do it.
Anyway, so... I decided, you know what? Why don't I surprise them and go over there for lunch?
Yes.
And take them out to lunch. Mm-hmm. And it's only 2 hours away. So I thought, you know, oh, this will be, I'll get up early on Saturday and then go over. And, you know, and I want to mention this one thing. It's sweet because now anytime that I mention, you know, taking out to dinner or going to see anyone, aunts, uncles, whoever, they're like, oh, bring Mark. So they wanted Mark to come. So I was like, you know, I forced Mark to come.
I'm like,
you need
to
start coming to family things. They want you to go. They want to meet you, blah, blah, blah. So you need to go. So, well, he got a call at like 2 a.m. because he works support. Mm-hmm. And so he was up till 3 or 4 on Friday night. And I felt bad. And so I was trying. So anyway, we ended up leaving later. We went to lunch. My grandma, she's supposed to be eating low carb because she's semi-diabetic.
Maybe, like me, she takes a day on the weekend off.
It is so funny, though. It is so funny. They're like, what dressing would you like on your salad? Have you got that poppy seed? It's like the sweetest dressing. They pour sugar into this dressing, right?
Yes.
And then, oh, well, my second favorite is French. Oh, there's another one that's like full of sugar, right? And then she's like, I think I'll just have a half a roll. It's so funny. Anyway, so do that. Well, we wanted to see.
Why do you laugh? Why does why does that amuse you? It's the weekend.
It amuses me. I don't know. She's old. She can do whatever she wants to do. And they monitor her blood sugar and all that. So I'm sure it's fine. But it just seems like she says she's watching her carbs. And anytime I've eaten with her, she's like eating like the most carb rich stuff, you know. And then she's like, she thought she couldn't have steak because she thought steak had carbs in it. Maybe. Like she's totally confused.
But that's maybe.
Totally confused. But anyway, so then we went to see Mockingjay last night.
Yes. So, I heard many people say that they were disappointed with it. Were you disappointed with it?
I liked it.
Okay.
I mean, it's kind of a melancholy end. Well, it's kind of a...
Oh, you've already spoiled It's All About Me. You might as well just go ahead and spoil the movie, too, at this point.
I enjoyed it. But anyway, it was a two-hour drive over there, two-hour back, and we went to a late movie. So we didn't get home till like after midnight last night. And then today I had church, and then...
Church where you asked to be forgiven for your hatred of It's All About Me?
And then... We had to clean the bathroom because we have someone staying here to take care of Sydney. And it was Sydney bath day. So we had to give Sydney a bath and I had to prepare for the show. And then I had a 2-hour rehearsal and a church service tonight. And then I sped in here to do the show.
Sped.
There was some point I was going to make.
I don't know what it was.
And I can't remember what it was. But anyway, I've had such a busy weekend.
Wow. You do?
But it is topped off by this wonderful show.
There you go.
No. So Tommy Smelly asked if I live 2 hours away from the movie theater. No. The family home where everyone was 2 hours away.
The Burns estate.
Yeah. So Mark and I drove over, took them out to lunch, and then we drove back and went to the movie, and that took up like the whole day.
Well, there you go.
I do want to say this one other thing. I don't know if I mentioned it. We went to the grocery store. Yeah. Why must they stock the shelves the busiest hour of the day? On a Sunday.
Oops. Hold on a second here.
Drives me crazy.
They do it all the time, though. It's not just that.
Oh,
whenever there's people there, that's what they like to do. Hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Halfway to death myself. Anyway, Jim Perry, game show host, dead at 82, was host of the Sale of the Centuries in the 70s and 80s. Okay, bye.
Who? Jim Perry?
I don't know who that is.
Is that American?
Did we approve a hoax, by the way? Crone is saying, I love it when celebrity death hoaxes get approved by the celebrity death phone experts.
We didn't. Who did we approve?
Who was a hoax?
Aw, damn it.
It must have been the first RT Cruiser call.
We're going to worry about that. Here's the thing.
We trust.
The chat room doesn't like this host, so there. Screw you.
It's the chat room's fault.
It's chat room's fault. So sorry, RT Cruiser.
I thought Chuck Woolery was the Card Sharks host.
Who
Lamont Cranston was saying this is a Card Shark host.
Steve Burns. I don't know who Steve Burns is. Anyway, so we didn't get
I
to
probably
him.
Got a relative named Steve.
Yeah, he lives at the Burns estate. Mm-hmm. All right, so I know that I just breezed through my my trip to California.
Oh, can I thank somebody?
Sure, go ahead.
I want to thank Mark Mittens Boyfi for doing the previously on DI Plus the week with myself and
oh, that's who that was.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Anyway, go ahead. I keep forgetting to thank him. So.
Oh, well, I should thank Scotty Little Lossie Battler, who did the one tonight. Anyway, but I won't. I kind of breezed over my whole California trip because so many things happened. And I didn't want to just turn into, you know, like a rambling show of like, and then I did this and then I did that. But there was a couple of things that happened at on my trip that make this next little story that I want to tell you about who I met on Friday night to be, you know, it'll put it in perspective. So when I was out in L.A., yes. I ran into, first of all, I ran into King Caffeine like hours after they had won the world championship. And I, Ken and my group, like stopped and said, oh, congratulations on winning. And then we left him alone. We didn't, like he said, thank you. And we walked away and we left him alone, Adam.
I love King Caffeine.
We left him alone. You don't know who he is. He's an esports guy. It doesn't matter. The point is he was a celebrity that I admire. And I said, oh, congratulations. And then we walked away. We did not belabor. We didn't like annoy him, whatever like that. On Monday, when I was at Disney with Nico and Ken, standing behind us in line for Big Thunder Mountain was Zachary Levi. So Zachary Levi, wow. TV's Chuck. Also, you know, on Heroes Reborn, currently on TV. So it was Zachary Levi that was standing.
Isn't he the one that's like Fireboy or
yeah,
something?
Yeah,
his hands.
Yeah, super hot. And whatever.
Him,
and I didn't even acknowledge him. Didn't even acknowledge him. Didn't waste his time. I didn't like, you know, I figured, you know what? He's a celebrity. I don't want to like inconvenience him. You know what I'm saying? And let him right. enjoy his day. So there
I wouldn't
you go.
Either. I would. You know, he was also in Thor.
Okay. But here's the thing, Adam. So I met, you know, a big esports celebrity and a bona fide celebrity while out in California. Didn't ruin their day. Didn't, you know, like go up and make. So Friday night, I'm at a drag show that a friend of mine, friend of the show, Veronica Mann, was doing. And so I was at this drag show and I'm downstairs and I'm at the bar getting a beer. And out of the corner of my eye, heading towards the bathroom, I catch like a familiar face. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, who? Oh my God, that's Michael Buckley. Michael Buckley walking into the men's room here in you know, in Partners in downtown New Haven. So I'm just like, uh-huh. Oh my God, that's like Michael Buckley just walked into the back. And I started to head over to the back. I don't know. I stopped myself, but I didn't know. I might have actually gone in and like, you know, interrupted him or something just to say hi. It was just, I was very concerned, you know, because he's a huge star.
He's a YouTube star.
Yes, but he was like one of the very first YouTube people that I ever started watching, Buck Hollywood.
He looks similar to Mike Lawson.
Okay. Anyway, so it's Buck Hollywood. He's you know, like one of the first YouTubers that I watched. He's a super nice guy. No one has ever said anything bad about Michael Buckley ever in this. So I stand and wait for him to come out of the bathroom. He walks out of the bathroom and I like, excuse me, I know you hear this all the time, but it's like, you know, I watch your YouTube channel and I'm like a big fan and blah, blah, blah. He was so nice. He was very nice and very sweet. And so I said, oh, you know, I do this podcast and you should come on as a guest sometimes. And he like, well, I'll do anything. Just like that, Adam. Because he, yeah, I'll do anything. Just email me. I'll do anything. I'm just like, oh my God. Like he'll do anything. It's like, you know, I don't know whether to feel good
anything,
or bad. Yeah,
right.
He'll do anything. I figure what we'll do is we'll have him on as a guest and then we'll just like, you know, start talking about NAMBLA issues or something. And then we can be like, that's right. Well, you said you'd do anything. This is the NAMBLA show. We just welcome to the NAMBLA show, Michael Buckley. And, you know,
all right. It'll be a big thing. So what do you think about this picture of this 6-year-old boy?
So there, I met
that,
Michael, but it was just weird.
Snug.
It was just so weird to me, Adam, that it's like I didn't interrupt Zachary Levi's day, right? I wouldn't interrupt King Caffeine's day. But yeah, Michael Buckley, no, I'm ready to go charging in the men's room after him to like say hi to him. I don't know what that says about me. It's just...
It says that you are obsessed with tweeny YouTube stuff.
He's 41 years old. He's hardly 18.
I understand. I understand that. When he started, he looked a lot younger. But I don't know what he looks like now. I'm looking at
He looks
at
exactly
images.
Like that. He's super nice. He's just a super nice guy.
There's a picture of him pointing at his nipples.
Because he's a social.
Here.
That's what he does.
But
I'm
yeah.
A social.
But yeah, all right. Well, no, I think you're obsessed with YouTubers is what I think.
I don't know. Like, I'm just saying it's just, you know, there you go. So maybe we'll have Michael Buckley on the show sometime.
All right.
There you go.
Well I don't know anything about him. So you'll be the you know, the kind of groupie. And I'll be the one that says,
Okay,
so you're on YouTube. What do you talk about?
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English. English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
It is a VI Plus birthday segment, the segment of the show where Adam will play a musical cue and I, using only my head brain and mouth words, will determine whose birthday it is without cheating and looking at the chat room. Adam, what is our first
I don't think that's possible.
What is our first musical cue? This I'm minimizing the chat room now. Chat room is
no
minimized.
No way of verifying that.
Chat room is minimized. I cannot see.
All right. So these are I wouldn't say obscure people. But this week was, you know, there was not a plethora of good choices this week.
I'm now maximizing the chat room so that I can see.
No, you may get them. Oh, you may get them.
Okay.
But you may get them.
Now minimizing the chat room. This is RuPaul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if you know this or not, Adam, but I do a show called RuPaul's Drag Race Recap.
I had this one, too.
There you go.
Yes, it is RuPaul's birthday. RuPaul is 55 years old.
55 years young.
Yep.
There you go.
All right. So here's the next one.
Voyage to the bottom of the sea.
No.
No.
Is it? It sounds. Is it at least maritime?
No.
No.
It's one of those 80s.
Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Nighttime soap operas.
Oh. I suck at those.
Let's see if there was a different theme to this one, because maybe that's season one theme. Maybe.
Well, yeah, no, it's not Dallas. Is it Dynasty? Is it?
It is Dynasty.
Well, the 80s nighttime sitcoms. There's only, drama or soap operas. There was only Dallas and
Knott's Landing.
I never watched that.
I loved Knott's Landing. I used to. Mom must have. She should have known.
Here's
I was
the
gay.
Thing. Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
I was like a 9-year-old boy watching Knott's Landing.
As I've explained many times, I was the youngest kid, and we had one TV. I had no say over what got played on the TV. So we watched Dallas and we watched Falcon Crest. Wasn't my choice. That was what
was
on.
Wasn't Knott's Landing like a spinoff of Falcon Crest or something?
Possibly. I don't know. And we watched The Love Boat. We watched a lot of the fucking Love Boat.
The Love Boat. All right. That's an ensemble cast, so I'm going to play one more.
Okay. Is this Gunsmoke?
No, but you're along the right lines.
Dun 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 dun. Oh! Didn't they like try to make the Wild West or something? Or it's like oh fuck, I don't know.
It's a what was it called? A large
Big Valley
low area.
Big Valley.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Big Valley.
Yeah, it's Big Valley. So this person was in Big Valley actually before, and then they were in Dynasty. That's all I got for you. So there you go.
It wasn't Lauren Green. Is it a male or a female?
It's a female.
Joan Collins. The other lady that was on Dynasty.
Now, Yaz Mamadou in the chat room does have it, but I know you're not cheating.
The chat room is minimized, so I cannot cheat by looking at the... I do not know, Adam. I think it is the
other lady, yes, but I don't think I can give it to you for that. So I'm going to say, apparently you don't have your... Oh, there you go. It's Linda Evans.
Linda Evans.
Yeah, Linda Evans.
Also known as the other lady.
Yeah, she was the blonde. You know, they had those cat fights all the time.
The other lady.
Linda Evans is 73 years old.
Mm-hmm. By the way, thank you. A late welcome to Kathy Bacon and Nico, both of whom showed up late.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome.
Kathy Bacon and Nico, we are thankful for your patronage tonight.
Oh, God.
All right, here's the next one.
Quid pro quo. I tell you things, you tell me things. Not about this case, though. About yourself. Quid pro quo. Yes or no?
All right, this is sounds like it's from Silence of the Lambs. Is this? Yeah, Clarice, yeah. So this would be Sir Anthony.
But you don't want to guess yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to play one more.
I'm going to play one more. Okay.
I guess I just have a sudden urge to say something.
Okay, I would just like to say that she didn't talk in that first one. So, this would be...
she would have talked, but you guessed
Jodie,
the movie.
This is Jodie Foster.
It is Jodie Foster. She was going to talk. You just guessed the movie before it got
to her. Well, that's because you played Sir Anthony Hopkins singing. He's like,
well, it's the scene where he's asking her questions, right, and she was about to answer.
Okay.
Well, I could have, but I didn't.
But
anyway, Jodie Foster. Yes, that is Jodie Foster, and she is 53 years old.
Wasn't she in Witch Mountain? I think that's the first movie I ever saw with her.
I don't know.
Escape from Witch Mountain.
Maybe. All right.
Hmm. I don't recognize this theme at all.
Oh, no?
No. Is this is this like a Philip Glass song or something? I'm not entirely sure.
Well, I'll play you one other thing just to refresh your memory.
I'm kidding, of course, because I saw this movie at Vera's on Halloween night. That was the theme to Halloween.
First, the bad news. 87% of this country suffers from digestive issues like
occasional
irregularity.
Why is there a fart noise in there?
I don't know. Somebody did that. It's YouTube.
I know that was the theme to Halloween because I had just seen that at Vera's. I was just trying to get a rise out of Auntie Vera in the chat room, but she's off cooking in the other room. She can't be bothered. No, so that would be Jamie Lee Curtis.
It is Jamie Lee Curtis, and she's also in a new show, which is horrible, called Scream Queens.
I can
Mark stopped watching it, but I didn't think you'd recognize the theme to that show. It's really new, and I wasn't sure if you were watching it, so I didn't select that.
I can tell you this: Jamie Lee Curtis was at BlizzCon.
Oh, did you meet her going into the men's room?
No, she actually went in cosplay so that no one knew who she was. She actually went with an undead mask on, and she was there and was there as an undead with she had the mask on and all the makeup on and everything. So,
is she a World of Warcraft player, or was she just?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Or?
It doesn't say in the article.
Hmm. All right, we have one more. And I don't know if I said she's 57.
57 years old.
Anyway, here is our last celebrity birthday. I don't think you'll get this one, but anyway.
It's Saturday Night Live.
No.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun. This is the Cosby Show?
It is the Cosby Show.
Just the Cosby Show.
Sway, 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 sway. In the morning.
That was a boo-boo. It was the Cosby Show, and then here's one more.
I know my parents love me.
This is A Different World, right?
Yes.
So this is the spinoff of the Cosby Show. So was it Lisa Bonet? Is that who we're going for?
Oh, here? Wow. Yes, it is.
Look at me pulling a Cosby kid out of my butt. Well, not literally.
Do you have Cosby kids in your butt?
I don't actually have Cosby kids in my butt.
That's good.
That I know of.
He might have had a few of his kids in his butt. But
I know. I don't
he
know
drugged
of
them
it.
First.
I don't know of it. Anyways, was that your last birthday?
That was my last one. She really fell out of popularity right after Different World. She didn't really do much of anything at all. She's 48.
I can make it sound like she did a lot of stuff before that.
You know, next she'll come up on the Real Housewives of... I saw the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Tootie is on that from The Facts of Life.
Well, there you go.
I can't think of her real name, but anyway, she's on there.
Well, hey, you know what? We like to talk about birthdays that have already happened, so we would like to say a very happy birthday on the 16th this past week to George in Atlanta. Also on the 16th to Yaz Mamadou. And then today, the 22nd... A very happy birthday to Tom in Chicago. Tom of Tom and Terry in Chicago. Happy birthday, kids, and happy birthday to all of you. If you would like to have your birthday listed on the website and read on this very show, head over to pride48.com, sign up for a free account, and then click on the little checkbox that says, yes, I would like my birthday listed for everyone to know.
All right. Did you get yours?
I have one.
Okay, good. You didn't put it in the Trello. A man in Texas is accused of assaulting his girlfriend after she refused to smell his armpit. CBS 7 reports that Robinson something, his girlfriend, said the argument started while she was washing dishes.
Hold on. CBS 7 report. Why don't we just play their clips then?
There's not a video here. Although there is a link to something. Let me see if it's a link to a video.
No, I don't want to throw you off your game or whatever. I'm just saying, you know, CBS 7 reported on it and they would know how to pronounce the name.
Let me see if there's a video here. I don't see a video. Sorry. So it was Robinson Pena Bolivar. Mm-hmm. I just didn't want to go to all that trouble. So while she was washing dishes, he asked her to smell his armpit.
Yes.
When she refused, an argument reportedly ensued where she was hit in the back of the head with a closed fist and held up against a knife. The victim says Pania Bolivar then fled the scene and she called officials. Pania Bolivar was arrested November 13th at a traffic stop. He told authorities he did not threaten the woman and that he threw the knife into the sink angrily.
I did not threaten her. I just wanted her to smell my armpit, and she would not. And so I threw the knife, just basically in disgust. I just threw the knife at the sink. She might have gotten between me and the sink. I'm not sure. I don't remember. But I would never throw a knife at her.
Now, Daniel, here's my question for you.
Oh, God.
Have you ever asked your partner to smell your armpit?
Okay, well, as you are well aware, Adam.
I don't even know.
Well aware, I have no partner, so no.
You had one.
No, I've never asked anyone to smell my armpit.
You ever like fart and say, hey, smell this?
No, or like, I've never. The only time I'm, you know, like maybe if I had a different underarm deodorant or whatever, I'm like, can you smell? Does that smell all right? And, you know, it's like whatever. But no, I've never asked anyone to smell my armpit, Adam.
Now, I want to tell you, my boyfriend.
Oh, God.
He hates it if I fart in front of him. Like, he can't stand it.
Most people, Adam. I think most people would kind of be upset.
He thinks it's rude, but it's not really rude. I mean, it's going to happen. You live together. I mean, I can't always go into another room, right? Mm-hmm. But I just want to say, he messages me while I'm at church today.
Yeah.
And he says, I farted, and it stinks so bad. I swear, it's my stinkiest fart ever. Like, someone died in my butt. And I'm like, what? Why are you telling me this? Like, you think it's rude for anyone. Anyway, he says he's saving some for me so I can witness his milestone.
What?
Of stinky farts. He said he was saving a couple for me for when I got home, although I haven't. And I think if I have to smell those, I'm going to like hold a knife to his head.
Am I high? I might be high. I don't know how we got on this conversation all of a sudden. It's like suddenly now we're talking about your husband saving his farts.
Yeah, well, it's a smell. It's a smell topic. That's it.
No, it's toppy anyway, smelly. It's toppy smelly, not smelly topic.
That's my story. What's yours? Did you want me to read it? Because you didn't put it in the...
You know, I had one, and then now that you've done that one, I don't know that I like that. I don't like. No. I didn't like mine because mine was too. It wasn't too similar, but it was just kind of like, that's too many. You know, body.
We can just do one. We can have
presidential candidate Marco Rubio will be releasing his first televised campaign ad on Tuesday, but the 30-second spot has already been posted online. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Here we go.
Is a civilizational struggle between the values of freedom and liberty and radical Islamic terror. What happened in Paris could happen here. There is no middle ground. These aren't disgruntled or disempowered people. These are radical terrorists who want to kill us because we let women drive, because we let girls go to school. I'm Marco Rubio. I approve this message because there can be no arrangement or negotiation. Either they win or we do.
Ooh.
You know, that's not a very American name, Marco Rubio.
Also.
Has anyone...
Wait. No, from this, we're supposed to buy that ultra-conservative Republican Marco Rubio is somehow now a feminist? What is like, because we let women drive. We let women go to school.
I do want to say this. Look, and I'm not a Republican, and I won't vote for him, but... I'm not a Democrat either, actually, but I won't vote for a Republican because they hate gays.
Uh-huh.
But, right, yeah. No, seriously.
Okay, great.
I'm independent, but I wouldn't vote for a Republican. Anyway, so, he looks... I would vote for like Green Party.
It's a two-party system, Adam. So basically,
I would vote for like an independent candidate.
So you would be voting against the Republican.
No, but so he looks the most presidential out of any of the current candidates.
Really?
in my opinion.
I find here's the thing. I'm gonna call bullshit on that, because I think when you say that he's the only one that looks presidential, you are only thinking of TV and movie presidents. If you honestly just go to Google Images and like type in presidents of the United, we have had some really ugly presidents.
We like attractive presidents, though. I mean, come on.
Only
we like that,
but that's very modern. That's like that is very, very modern, because prior to television, when most people didn't even see them, we had some really, really ugly presidents.
I understand that, but I'm saying nowadays we like attractive presidents.
George Washington was not a handsome man.
Look, that Bernie Sanders or whoever he is, whatever his name is.
Yeah, that would be his name, Bernie Sanders.
First of all, he looks ridiculous. Second of all,
by the way, not a Democrat or a Republican, so you could vote for him.
He looks like he could fall over dead at any moment.
If you take 70% of the people that think I'm going to fall over dead, and you add to them the 20% of the people that think that the 30% are crazy, then you have something there.
You sound like that anteater, that cartoon.
Oh, my God. Bernie Sanders sounds like that ant. He does.
Anyway.
You're an ant. I'm going to eat you. I'm an aardvark. You're an ant.
Yeah, that's it.
I had not thought of that in like a million years, but my God, you're right. Hold on. Here's the aardvark, right? He's like...
Aha! Uh-huh. There he is. This ought to stop him.
And now let's juxtapose that with Bernie Sanders. Let's see. I got to find me Bernie Sanders' speech here. Let's see. Oh, Bernie Sanders. I should have had this set up there. Bernie Sanders' speech. Right? So here we go. I'll get to the talking part. Get to the talking part.
We want to learn from...
Here we go.
Our country has been in decline and faith... in our political system,
and there's an ant.
Is now extremely low.
And I can drop an anvil in the end.
Oh no, not even home again.
I can hear the similarity. I can hear the similarity there. Anyway, so I think Marco Rubio is the most presidential. The current, if you think of current presidential looks, I think he has the look. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
I'm laughing only because my favorite. Have you seen the bad lip syncing videos?
No.
You have to.
I know what you're talking
about.
Okay,
you have to go the bad lip. Just go to YouTube, search for bad lip syncing. For those of you at home, those of you listening, search for bad lip syncing or bad lip reading on YouTube, and look for the first Democratic debate and the first president and the first Republican debate. They're both hilarious. So make sure you watch both of those. There you go, Adam. Those are our news stories. And now we have a new thing here. We have a new order, and I'm trying to figure out where we're at in the order. Do I do this now?
Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it.
The iPlus Technology segment, brought to you by the ants.
What was it? Why did he want the... Oh, because he's an ant eater. He's an aardvark.
Yeah.
I'm an aardvark, you're an ant.
Yeah, exactly. Were they
before or after the Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner?
I don't know. But here's it's a common theme, because you had Tom and Jerry, so the cat's always trying to eat the mouse.
Yeah. Now Vera Charles, professional voice actor Vera Charles in the chat room says that aardvark was voiced by John Biner impersonating comedian Jackie Mason. So I guess it'd be more correct to say that Bernie Sanders sounded like Jackie Mason.
Yeah, and so you had, I think it was a theme, having animals pitted against each other, you know, animals that one that would eat. I really need Tom at my house right now to eat the mice in my garage.
You know, you realize that Tom and Jerry is only one letter off from Tom and Terry.
Well, if you want to put it that way, sure. I realize that.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's all. What are we? I forget where are we at? I don't even know.
We're
in the technology segment. Excellent. You know what, Adam? I have this tablet that I like to use. I don't know if you've seen it before, right? I was just showing you the soundboard and I hit that.
I thought you were interrupting yourself. I was like, wow.
No, we don't have another one. But this is the soundboard that I use on. This is my Android tablet. Uh-huh. This happens to be a Motorola Zoom, spelled with an X, Zoom. From a very long time ago. And it's been very long in the tooth for a long time. And I've wanted to get a new tablet. But tablets are bizarrely expensive for nice ones. Like more than, you know how you like you have that number in your head is like, you know, like, oh, I'll pay $199 for something because yeah, that's sure I'll see what that. But if it's $299, it's like, oh, $300.
Yeah.
And if it's $399, you're like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
You should get an iPad Pro. It's $1,000.
So it's like my sweet spot of like gadgetry is, you know, under $299. If it's under $299, then I'm like, all right, you can probably, you know, convince me to do that. Anyway, my tablet has, you know, I can't upgrade the operating system anymore. It's an older tablet and it's been very slow and it's been, you know, it's been working, but it's just been very slow. And I wanted a new tablet, but everything that I liked was, you know, in the upper 300 and 400 range. And I didn't want to spend that much because I only really use it on trips. You know, I don't use it every day. So it's like, that's my movie watching thing that I watch on trips. And so anyways, the long and the short of it is that, Adam, is that NVIDIA released a tablet last year called the NVIDIA Shield K1, which is a very nice tablet. It got excellent reviews. And the only thing wrong with it is that it tended to catch on fire. And which had to do with the overheating of the chipset or whatever like that. So they had to recall them all. But NVIDIA actually fixed the problem. They fixed the problem by like tuning the chips downward, and they fixed the problem. There's no risk of fire. But in order to get rid of them out of their inventory, they've put them out at a price of $199. So that's not their on sale price. That is just their standard price for an 8-inch Android tablet that runs is running Lollipop at the moment, but it is slated to be upgraded to Marshmallow. Is only $199, which is an amazing price for that tablet. So I snatched it up. It just came the other day. Super nice screen. It's got stereo speakers on the front of it. Just a really, really solid, nice little tablet. I like it a lot. It's got a great picture. I can watch YouTube on it and watch Netflix and whatnot for the plane. So I'm very, very happy with that. I just wanted to point out to people, if you're looking for a tablet and you don't want to spend a lot, and you're looking for something nice, check it out. It's the NVIDIA Shield K1 for $199, which is their new price there. They may even go on sale after Christmas or before Christmas. I don't know. Watch this week.
Now, why don't you do like a Amazon what are they called, Fire,
mm-hmm,
or whatever?
Same reason,
because they sell them for like $50.
Yeah, but same reason, they're very underpowered and they're very slow and they just don't. So here's the thing: I have my tablet I can play Hearthstone on my tablet, but my tablet is too old to play Hearthstone on. I can play it on my phone, but not on my tablet. So my new tablet, I can actually play Hearthstone because it's newer. So anyway, also gets really in the geeky weeds here. But the Kindle Fires are based off of Android 4. Whatever.
Uh-huh.
Which is before they changed the file system in Android. And it has this weird thing where it will get, it can't, what's the word I'm looking for? It can't defrag itself. So as you add and delete things from it, it gets fragmented and then it gets slows down over time, and there's nothing in the operating system that will allow that to be reordered, whereas they fixed that in Android 5.0. So it's like, it's a huge performance gain to get up to at least Android 5. So that's all I was going to say. And so those Kindle Fires will never be on there because they're all based off Android 4. Actually, may even be Android 3.2. Anyway, doesn't matter. The point is they're also not Google's version of the operating system. They're the standard Android. So it doesn't have Gmail. It doesn't have any of the Google apps on it. It has, you know, the Amazon apps on it. So
that's true. But apparently Amazon gives all the apps away for free. You can do that Amazon,
but not
dark
everything,
web or whatever it's called. I can't.
But not everything's available. No, it's not a dark web. They have their own app store.
Amazon. No, there's a word for it. Amazon dark or Amazon shadow store or something. I don't know.
Not a shadow store. Anyway, there you go, Adam. The NVIDIA Shield K1, $199. Check it out.
Buy it.
Well, don't break it. You can buy it.
Zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it.
3, 2, 1. Contacts. Here's the secret. Here's the moment when everything happens. Contacts. Here's the answer. Here's the reason that everything happens. Contacts.
Adam, you're obsessed with your local weather guy. I was reading the chat room here while I was playing that, and
I didn't think that like that was worth mentioning on the show. But like every time a commercial comes on with him on it, and he's brand new. I mean, he's very recent.
He's like 19.
He's so cute.
He's like 19.
I would think you would agree, though, because
he is very cute. I just don't know why. I don't know that I would trust him with the weather.
There's another picture of him that I just put in the chat.
I can't see him operating the big Doppler 9000.
Super cute.
Oh, he's got the glasses on in that one. Yeah, he's very, very attractive. Still not old enough to predict a cold front.
Well, I don't know why, because he must be old enough to actually have a degree, because you can't just be a weather, you need to have a meteorology degree, right?
Yeah, and that's at least a 12-year degree.
No, but I mean, you need to be, it's a regular degree, so he couldn't be 19 because he'd need to have gone to college.
Well, he could be 23.
Yeah, something like that. anyway, I think he's every time I have to every time. Normally I fast forward through commercials, but when the commercials come on with him on it.
I'm just saying you guys probably don't have very complicated weather out there in Arkansas.
No, we have tornadoes. We have hail.
Yeah, but you can't. You can't predict tornadoes.
Well, they try. There are all these little red areas, and they're like, get in a doorway. Actually, that's false now. You're supposed to get in a bathtub or something in the center of the house. So if you don't have a bathtub in the center of your house, you're screwed. But
anyway. Yeah, I'm reading here in the chat room because I do recall this. A lot of times, those weather girls or whatnot aren't meteorologists. They're just presenters because they're just reading things off of.
So maybe the chief meteorologist.
Yes, the chief meteorologist has to be a meteorologist, but I don't know necessarily that the those people all working in the weather center, if they're all meteorologists or not, I don't know.
He needs experience standing in front of a green screen and pointing at fake clouds and things.
I love it when they're sitting there at the computer and they're like trying to plot out the storm. I'm like, you're not doing that. There's a piece of software that does that. That's too much maths. That's too much maths for you to do in your head.
Can I just say something about the weather people?
Yes.
I don't know.
Wait, are you going to alienate all the meteorologists? Well, by the way,
no.
Adam, the opinions of Adam Burns are those of him solely,
right,
and do not reflect those of Pride48.com or Newbies and 10 Plus.
I don't know if you have this experience where you're from.
Green screen?
But do the local news stations, especially with weather, take every opportunity to interrupt your favorite shows with like the stupidest shit?
You know what,
we
Adam?
Interrupt this blah 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 because there's some rain coming towards you.
You know what, Adam?
Why don't they do it now
that I have discovered that little X1 trick that I have? I don't watch TV anymore.
Why don't they do it during the we DVR everything?
That's
so
what I'm saying.
We,
I don't even need to DVR it because I can watch it the next day online on the X1 with no commercials. Because of the whole Comcast bug. By the way, if you don't know what I'm talking about, if you have Comcast, if you have the Xfinity service in Comcast, and you're running an ad blocker on your browser, it neatly cuts out all the commercials from the shows online that you can watch the next day. So it's just...
That doesn't work for Cox.
It's just... And the great thing about it is, because the Good Wife is always pushed around by football games or whatever. So it's like, but the next day, I get the entire episode with no commercials right there in pristine quality, and I don't have to worry about it.
Well, anyway, they always... Yes, Mr. Mike, I think that guy's cute as well. And speaking of, so Mr. Mike posted a photo of a guy who's playing some sport, maybe soccer. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Do not get Mr. Mike started posting photos. You do not want to see.
Oh, he was playing rugby?
You don't want to see some of the photos that Mr. Mike has.
That looks like rugby to me, and his shorts are being pulled down. I also have another obsession recently with photos of visible penis lines.
By the way,
William
Henry Harrison was really ugly.
There are whole Tumblr sites devoted to visible penis lines. I don't know if you've ever looked at these, but they're kind of hot.
Have you ever seen Martin Van Buren? He is just, he's not an attractive man at all.
I have no idea what that has to do.
I'm just saying, you said that they look presidential. I'm just looking through my list here of presidents, and he was...
Tangent.
Martin
anyway,
Van Buren.
So do we have some contact? Because I believe that is what the segment we are in currently.
That is the segment that we're in. Yes, we do. Adam, we have an email that came in to us from Kathy Bacon. If you recall, Kathy was going to send us daily emails. Do you recall that?
Yeah.
It's just like, what? Yeah, that lasted for like a day and a half.
Well, yep.
I don't even think she made it 2 days. Here we go. This comes in from Kathy. Guys, I'm behind on daily e-letters for numerous reasons. Number one, I'm busy. Number two, I'm lazy. Number three, my thyroid is dead. Number four, I forget due to reason number three. They are too numerous to mention them all, but I wanted to say, isn't Fatty doing an awesome job with the upcoming Christmas content contest?
Yeah, he's doing fabulous.
I don't know that I know anything about this contest, Adam. What is this contest
it's
that she's talking about?
It's the one that you tried to record a promo for last week.
What is this contest that she's talking about, Adam?
That Christmas content contest. The very special Christmas content. Apparently, this guy also used to do weather in your neck of the woods. WRDE.
It's time for the Kathy Bacon Ultra Simple Podcast Contest. That's right, Adam. For the month of December, if you call into the Big Fatty program and you leave a voicemail or leave a comment on the Big Fatty blog, then you will be entered into the contest for an undisclosed prize, Adam.
Let's do it.
Isn't that simple? Very simple. You just call Big Fatty or you write on his... and also, if you end your comment with the word Woodhaven, then you get another entry into the contest, Adam.
Don't call in until December 1st or Big Fatty will disqualify
you. Not only that, but Scotty, like the Scotty, you're talking about Scotty who prematurely called into the Big Fatty show when we shouldn't waste time in the promo talking about how he just used the word Woodhaven in a sentence. No, you have to end the call with Woodhaven in order to for it to count. That's all I'm saying, Adam. You have to call between the hours of 9 a.m. and 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, and you can leave your comment on and then end it with Woodhaven, and then you get into a drawing for an undisclosed amount. Adam, it's the simplest contest ever on the internet, and you can participate.
I shall.
Okay, great. There you go. Nice promo. Are we done?
Very good.
we literally have not. People have left to go on vacation at this point in time. We're getting no emails.
No.
Getting no phone calls. It's just like, oh, God.
We have a voicemail as well.
I'm not done with it. And I was going to say something else, which was the whole reason for the message, and now I can't remember. Woodhaven. Sigh. Thank you, Kathy. We really do appreciate your
We emails. Appreciate the content.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, excellent. What were you going to say? Well, we have a voicemail. I don't see the voicemail here.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't.
Oh, no, you don't. Let me move that voicemail over there. One moment, please.
Okay, great. Yes.
Let me just,
What is this YouTube video that you have linked?
Vamp. It's Chris Swain doing the news. That's
Let's hear him.
Evening to you. Much needed warmth for today. Things looking pretty good. Temperatures into the mid.
Ooh, he's using his Butch voice.
Even making it to the 60-degree mark in some locations. 56 degrees in Richmond, 57 in Washington, 54 in Baltimore, and in Philadelphia. Rehoboth Beach sitting pretty warm. Made that 60-degree mark. That's the
good. Okay, now you guys at home, you have to understand. Imagine if Tyler Oakley's younger brother was on
TV. He's so cute. He's
you would
so
expect
cute.
To hear this. You would expect to hear, you know, a little queenie voice coming out of it. And he's like literally forcing, you can see him forcing his chin down in order to make his
I don't know.
Hello, my name is Chad. Chad Stevens. And I am doing the well.
He has a YouTube channel.
Of course he does.
That's he has demo reels and stuff, but that one was an actual weathercast from somewhere in Delaware.
I know, he tripped on the word 50, which is not good for a weatherman. I'm just saying you shouldn't trip on the word 50. It's something you say a lot. You're Willard
Scott,
you
say 100 a lot. Not only is he our weather person here, one of our weather guys, he has done weather at other stations, so he has to be even older.
Okay, great.
Because he has prior experience. It's not like he came right out of college and came to our station. He's done other weather at other stations.
Well, let's get to our voicemail then, Adam. See what our caller has to say.
Oh, my God. So I'm listening to the show, and I'm about ready to jump through my cable to my iPod and out of the iTunes and to your guys' house or whatever. So I'm listening to the show, and, okay, so it's all about me. They started, let's say, 7 weeks ago from the bottom of their list, and they called out 10 people in a group,
yes.
And then they drew one name from the 10 people,
yes.
And that's the person who has the opportunity to win the gift card.
Right.
Now, I personally thought that they should call out all 10 people, and whoever calls in gets added to a pot where they get entered for a contest. But that's neither here nor there. But anyway, I'm just loving poor Adam misunderstanding the contest rules. So every week they have said themselves that you have to call in before 5 o'clock their time on Friday. But anyway, either way,
I don't misunderstand. I don't. It's not that I misunderstand the rule. It's that I have a problem with putting such a tight time window
you
around.
You have a problem
that.
With authority.
Look, they want. Not only do they want you to be a listener, they want you to be a steadfast, devoted.
You know what? We've talked more about them this week than we have anyway, about anything else.
That's it. So I understood the rules.
Did she say anything else? Because when I clicked off and I actually shut the call.
I didn't listen to it. Oh. I just listened to the part.
And I sure would like to have the app that he's using for these death notifications because then I would call in too. But I usually read about it 2 or 3 days later, and
I think he's
I don't
just,
have any like
Google.
I'm not. What do you call it? Okay, so when I had my BlackBerry, I liked the RSS feeds because then I could go and I could read the search. Now I have nothing that I have anything like that tied into.
Oh, shit. Suddenly I'm like Big Fatty. I'm like hanging up on people. Wait.
I like the RSS feeds because then I could go and I could read the search. Now I have nothing anything like that tied into. And I wouldn't know how to do it anyway if I did. I mean, without some training course or whatever. Good gosh. I just learned that you can save, you can like have a story and then you can like save for later or something. But I don't know where they all went. So I have a bunch saved. But anyway, either way, it's I'm sorry, Adam. All right. Well, maybe if Adam calls into the BFO every day for some content, and remember, my contest, you have to call in with content. It just can't say, "Hi, Big Baddie, this is Adam Woodhaven," and that's not two entries. You have to, like, actually give content.
Yeah, Adam.
You know, whatever it is, whether
I feel like
story,
she's calling you out
to something he says or whatever. But anyway, either way, I am loving it. So I got to get back to your little show. Thank you. Bye.
What constitutes content? Are there rules around that? Like,
well, yeah, it's got to be content. It can't be just, you know,
length of time.
Hey, Big Fatty. Yeah, no, you. It just can't be, "Hey, Big Fatty, this is Adam Woodhaven." That doesn't count. Well, it's got to be like, "Hey, Big Fatty, you know, when you bought those grits the other day, were they corn grits or were they, there's no other kind."
So can I make up some arbitrary fast food item that I say that I really enjoy and call from the drive-thru window every day and say, I'm trying to get, let's say, a dipped cone
or
something like that.
dipped cone. You can call, you can call in, you could be something like, you know, like ring, ring, ring. It's like, "Hi, Big Fatty. This is, Daniel. I was just calling in to your show because I was at a picnic the other day and, somebody threw one of those, those illegal lawn dart things up into the air and it hit a dog in the eye and it was a lawn dart tragedy. It was Woodhaven." And then you're done. See, that counts. It doesn't have to be true. It just has to be something other than hello.
Do you realize what we did?
What did we did?
I already did that earlier in the show with a different one.
Oh, great. Excellent.
We did two.
Excellent. Well, we're only going to go with the one, and nobody knows what we're talking about. Anyways, thank you so much, Kathy, for your phone call. We really do appreciate it. And let's get us out of this little thing.
3, 2, 1.
Wow. All right.
This is a two-title show, ladies and gentlemen.
Martin Van Buren is really ugly. I mean, he really, really is.
They didn't have TV probably back then.
I'm just saying, out of the 48 or 46 presidents or whatever, I would say a good 40 of them are not attractive men.
Look, they didn't know what they look like. They had
Zachary Taylor looks like a homeless man. He really does. He looks like, what is this homeless man doing in Washington? I don't know, but there's photos of him. He just stumbled into the Oval Office, and now he's our president. This is how it
works.
Didn't
George Washington have wooden teeth or something? Or Abraham Lincoln, one of them. I don't know. Anyway, it doesn't matter. They didn't have TV back then. No one knew what they looked like. They're like, "Oh, well, that name sounds really presidential." But I guarantee you Marco Rubio will get the nomination based off of looking presidential. I just think.
So you think Marco Rubio is going to...
I think he will.
I don't know. You know, he's catering to the right wing, and the right wing is really crazy. And they would say something like, you know, "Well, I can't vote for him. He had too many mushrooms." DI Plus is brought to you by DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative. I don't even know what the fuck I was going to. Wait, stop that. Start that again. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-23... Oh, shit. 229-234-7587. Or send us an email. contact@dubiousintent.com. I was trying to read presidential names while I was doing that, and I was not multitasking well.
You know, no one really multitasks well.
They don't. No.
It's a proven
Warren
fact.
G. Harding. James Garfield, William McKinley, these are not attractive men. That's all I'm trying to say. Millard Fillmore, forget about it. I'm just saying.
Kennedy was attractive.
Yeah, well, Herbert Hoover was. For an older guy, he's all right. Anyway, Adam, you know, you won't be here next week. Have a great Thanksgiving. Have a great trip in Puerto Rico.
I will.
And, take lots of photos because people like the photos.
I know.
Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.